Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg. Now please welcome back our very important puzzler, Andy Serkis. Right now, if someone wanted to offer you like the acting role of your dream, are you more excited to play a character that is non-human, nothing like you, or would you like to step into a, you know, be yourself, disappear into a human role?
The fact of the matter is, truly and honestly, if it was it all depends on the script and the character. And if it was a great character that was performance capture, I'd do it over a reasonably good live action performance role.
So Caesar, you were excited about that.
Very much so.
But of course, it's not like there's a computer generating the voice. That is you.
Correct.
And now the apes can speak.
Yes.
And you have to decide how that will sound. So did you watch... I don't know.
Apes speaking videos.
Yeah, did you watch some apes speak?
Yeah, I watched a load of those, and they were all very informative. And the thing is, so what you do is, yes, you study apes, and I have spent a lot of time researching apes, and in fact, for King Kong, I went to Rwanda and watched apes and, gorillas in the wild and all the rest of it, and studied apes in zoos and, observed the difference between apes in captivity, and which reflect humans' behavior a lot more and their rhythms and so on. And then you go to somewhere like Rwanda, and they are like blissed out hippies, basically. I mean, they're just like incredibly relaxed and wonderful to be around. And then you take all this research, and then it's all about character, really. After that, it's about, okay, who is Caesar and what's his journey and what's going on? And he's a very conflicted, complex ape.
I'm sure every day someone comes up to you on the street and does their Gollum impression for you.
Every day.
Seriously? Does that?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And I know we were talking about how you voiced the apes, but of course Tolkien didn't say, here's how Gollum should sound. So how do you devise that when you have nothing to go with?
Well, Gollum, he's called Gollum because of the way he sounds, according to Tolkien. And so I had to find something that felt, like there was some sort of choking going on. So I based it around the notion of that he was a ring addict. He was addicted to the ring in some way. But mostly it was because he was guilty over the murder of his cousin, because, of course, he kills his cousin to take the ring. And he strangles his cousin. So really, for him, he carries the memory and the guilt in his throat. But I also wanted something that was going to be a kind of involuntary action, so that it was like a spasm that forces Gollum's voice out. So I actually based it on my cat coughing up fur balls. I don't know if you remember, but he sort of... how many of you have got cats? Okay, so Diz, I had a cat called Diz after Dizzy Gillespie, and he came into the kitchen, and he just started going... And so I thought, God, well, that's really interesting, because actually, if you put that and then the guilt of creating the character, then you get then something... Gollum. And that's how it came out. So I thought...
We're going to go to this game. I have to ask, my husband would kill me and I would not be married anymore if I did not ask you about Star Wars for 1 second. So can you tease anything about Star Wars?
Okay, what do you want to know?
Can you tease anything about
anything?
It? Yeah, anything.
Okay, I'm not Yoda.
Good. See, now I'm going to be married.
Oh.
Longer. So clearly, you're British.
Is it that obvious?
How often do you spend time in America?
In America land, I don't really spend that much time. Well, I come over here and I do, do work,
yeah.
and then I go home. But I am very much, based in the UK.
Okay, still speak fluent British.
I reckon.
Okay, that's good. Because what we would like to do, your game is called God Save the Queen's English.
Absolutely.
Because we'd like you to expand our vocabulary, because between the prams and the trolleys and the wankers, we can't understand everything that they say on BBC. So with that in mind, let's welcome your teammate, Topher Zeobro. Oh. Hi, Topher.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
This is Andy Serkis.
No pressure.
Now, this is not your first time performing, though. You have a bit of a performance background.
As a friend I worked with likes to call it, I went to college to become a doctor, and I came home a stuffed animal.
What, in what sense were you a stuffed animal?
I graduated and became a professional mascot.
Oh, for a sports mascot?
Yes.
Okay, really? And yeah. What animal or stuffed animal are you?
I was five different
okay,
ones.
Yeah.
But my favorite was probably Yojo. He was a ambiguous blue character, but we taught kids at elementary schools about bullying and about the importance of learning through a fun
amazing.
Kind of...
Cool.
Yeah. For the crowd vote, I was also an 8-foot-tall inflatable monkey called Spanky. So...
Was that for a bachelorette party, or...? Okay, our puzzle guru, Art Chung, is going to explain the rules of our game.
Okay, Andy, you and Topher will be working together. You're going to hear a word or phrase read aloud by a proper Brit that only a true Anglophile will understand. And Andy, all you have to do is use that phrase in a sentence or two so that Topher can guess what it means in American English. All right, here's an example.
Bollocks.
The word was bollocks, and you might say, don't listen to that guy at the bar, he's talking bollocks. And Topher would hopefully answer rubbish or nonsense. So Andy, you can use as many sentences as you need to get him to say the American version of the phrase. The only catch is you can't say any of the words in the phrase itself. And if you do, you'll hear this, and you'll have to move on.
You've got 2 minutes on the clock. If you get stuck on a clue, you can pass, Andy, so don't worry about that. And if you get enough right, our puzzle guru will write you both anagrams of your names. I know. Think about it.
There's a Z in my name, just as a reminder, not easy.
Are you ready? 2 minutes are on the clock, and it starts now.
Dummy.
So if you have a young infant that's teething, you need to put something in its mouth so that
pacifier. It... Pacifier.
Correct.
Boob tube.
A garment worn by ladies on a night out to accompany a miniskirt.
A blouse.
No, something a little bit more economic.
A shirt.
Huh?
A bra?
No.
Okay.
No, think of the word tube.
Sorry.
Yes.
My fault.
No, give you a bell.
So, if I'm going to give you a bell, I'm going to get on the blower. I'm going to...
Call me. Telephone.
First floor.
That's not British. I suppose that means... yes, I see what you're saying. I get it. Okay, yeah. We don't get into elevators, we get into lifts. But if we were to get into a lift, we would then, if you press number one, you call it...
The ground floor. The second floor.
Collie wobbles.
Again, no pressure.
Okay, so if I've got the collie wobbles, you probably wouldn't want to stand next to me.
You're sick.
In the...
The flu.
Yeah, but I mean...
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Hundreds and thousands.
Oh, yeah. If you have a cupcake, you pour on top hundreds and thousands.
Sprinkles.
Correct.
Agony aunt.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
So if you write to an agony aunt, it's someone who writes for a...
Like an advice column.
Exactly that.
Codswallop.
Okay, yeah, what a load of codswallop.
This is... Bull hockey.
A load
crap.
Of... Kind of, but actually the word is okay. So codswallop is it's more literary than that. It's more like
hoo ha.
More literary than that. It's sort of like what a load of. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Oh, good. Okay.
10 seconds.
Lollipop lady.
Okay, yeah. So a lollipop lady. Well, if kids are going to school and they have to cross the road, then
crossing guard. Oh, you said cross.
Oh, what?
I know. You guys already did better than we expected. Just so you know. Basically, you got them all. We had one left. We had one left, which I didn't know. Do you want to play it just for fun?
Yes.
Shanks Pony.
Can you explain this to all of us, Shanks Pony?
Yeah, Shanks Pony, that's quite straightforward, really. Shanks Pony is if you need to get somewhere quickly and there's no other form of transport, what do you use?
A bike? A taxi?
No other form of transport. No form of transport.
Your feet.
Correct.
You walk.
Exactly. All Shanks' right. pony.
Oh, so that's your Shanks pony.
Yeah.
You Brits are so clever. Puzzlegirl Archung, how did our VIP and special guest contestant do?
Well, for doing so amazingly, Topher, your anagram is Hi Bozo Report.
That's oddly appropriate, yeah. So thank you.
And Andy, you will be forever known as a nerdy kiss.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How about a huge hand for our VIP, a nerdy kiss, Andy Serkis. And if you saw Andy and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, let us know if you were on the side of the apes or the humans. Just tell us by going to facebook.com/NPR Ask Me Another.